healthy life.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. In addition, we have Skype. You may Skype in to the show. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a contact request first, but that's no problem. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to connect on Skype with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. We'll continue. That's the news I announced in the last hour. Pretty shocking. McGruff the crime dog has been imprisoned, and I'm serious, absolutely serious. This is not a joke. We'll get to that story here in a moment. Plus, bitcoins, according to the Russian state, are now prohibited. The use of bitcoins is illegal in Russia. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. In addition, we've got the Ed Snowden interview that we've been sampling throughout the week. We'll continue with some of that when we get a chance. Your calls come first, though, so we go to the phones, in this case to Skype, where Adam is on the line in Baltimore. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, and I wanted to say sorry. You actually didn't. You didn't call me out. You just put my name on Facebook, and you were asking for the calendar.
Your name was already on Facebook. It was in a conversation that you were taking part in about this cop block lady's calendar.
What you said earlier was correct.
Right. So I just asked you to provide the calendar. But why don't you give us a little background on what's the drama that has been occurring over the last few days on Facebook?
Okay. So I have been directly involved with this calendar making since almost nearly the beginning.
And the calendar is what?
It's the Ladies of Cop Block 2014 calendar.
And there's never been one before, so this is the first one, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So originally I wasn't going to do any graphic design work, but some last-minute changes had to be made. What happened was on Sunday, or actually, I should say, on Monday, these calendars were going to be printed. They were already late. Obviously, it's February 2014 now. It's, you know, the calendar was later than we thought it was going to be. I don't know who dropped the ball as far as that was concerned, but there were issues that came up with the calendar. One of the mistakes was the ladies should have saw the actual calendar design prior to it being printed. Now, it hasn't been printed yet, but the person in charge of this calendar wanted to surprise everybody. You know what? And she's admitted that was a mistake. So what I did, instead of argue for another hour or two on Facebook on Sunday when I was about to watch the Super Bowl, was to step in, make a list of fixes, and submit those to the graphic designer. So the graphic designer said, you know, he's really busy. So I said, you know, I don't have a problem fixing them myself, so can you upload these to my web server? He did that. I began the process of fixing them. At that point, and I had already said to all the girls I would be making the fixes. There were spelling errors, some tips were misattributed, and then the photos were covered up by biography.
Yeah, that was the worst offense. I had seen the proposed calendar that was supposedly going to print, and somebody sent me the link to it, and there was some of them that looked fine because there were not very many words. It was each, you know, 12 ladies of copblock.org, and kind of they had a little biography, and some of them were little, some of them were monster biographies, and so there's just like a wall of text on some of these pictures, and in some cases right over top of the lady's person, right over her body, which it's a calendar, so you want to see the person in the calendar, not necessarily a bunch of words. And it just seemed like such an obvious mistake. I wondered, like, for instance, if I were involved in a project like this, I would not volunteer to do graphic design because I'm not good at it. I don't have any training in it. You know, I can put a graphic together if I have to, but I'm not great at it. So
right.
It wouldn't be something I would want to do. It didn't seem to me like whoever was doing the graphic design was a professional.
I'm not going to comment on that, but, you know, I can do graphic, like you said, with yourself. You know, I'm not great at graphic design either, but I can do enough to be dangerous.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I would do enough to know. I think I've done enough to know that you don't put the words right over a critical part of the graphic, which is what was happening here. And as you said, some pretty bad spelling errors. Tony Bones, who we've had on this show, her name was spelled Tony Bone, which is, I think, pretty much upset her when it came to this. And she was also disappointed in the graphic design as well. So what you're saying is, Adam, you came in and you've rescued this calendar.
Yeah, you know, I was, like I said, I argued on Facebook for an hour. I was like, look, wait, what are the issues? So I was like, the first thing I did was I made a list of what the problems were, because I had assumed that the graphic designer was going to fix those himself. So after I found out that he was going to be really busy this week, I said, well, let me take over. Let me do the fixes. You know what? As far as I was concerned, the layouts themselves were fine. The calendar itself is, it's mostly the picture of the girl. It's their name, and now the redesign, it's just the cop block tip is at the very bottom of the page.
So are people going to be able to see this calendar before they buy it, so they'll know what they're getting?
Well, that's kind of the problem, though. Lauren, who is the one running this, said that she will make some public. That's her decision to make, not mine. But that's the plan, is that they will be made publicly available. We've shown the calendar to the revised calendar to two other people, and they don't see what the problem is. Like you said, the biggest issues were those biographies were way too long. So I was like, you know what? Let's get rid of the mission statement page. I don't know if you saw that or not, Ian.
I don't think I looked real close at it.
Okay, it's towards the end, and they didn't even know that they had those extra pages to put things on. But I said, well, let's put the bios on that page and get rid of the mission statement. So then it keeps everything simple and clean, you know, keep it simple, stupid. So that was my philosophy going in. And as far as I was concerned, everything was fixed. The only thing, there was two other things left up for debate. And of course, this always comes up when money's involved. Who had the money, which was not an issue up until this past Sunday. And then number two was, should the months be pushed to March or April because the calendar's out late? And for a variety of reasons, I thought that was wrong. Lauren thought that was wrong. But I said, you know what? I don't have a problem with it. But if somebody else wants to redo the calendar grids, the actual page where the days are.
Well, it's going to be hard to sell a calendar for a year that's already begun. So it seems to make sense to push it out.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a problem with that myself, but, you know, I was already
There's
doing all these
other
fixes,
then.
So I said,
if
anybody else wants to step up, I uploaded all the production files to my public server because there was an issue with, well, this wasn't decentralized.
Well, just to give you a heads up, I am being informed by one of the ladies who's involved in this process that the entire project's been scrapped at this point.
That's what, you know, yeah, they dropped out, so I don't know what the actual ultimate outcome will be.
How would one go to learn more about the calendar, and if it is not scrapped, possibly order one of them?
Just type Ladies of Cop Block into Facebook search, and that's the main page there.
All right.
So, I've got a question. Yeah. If this thing is scrapped, what happens to all of the people that pre-ordered one of these calendars?
See, that's the big issue, because as far as I'm concerned, consent for the photos and bios and names were already given. And really, at this point, we have some, you know, we have donors who donated, I think, $1,500 to $1,600 total. And they're not going to get a product that they had bargained for.
So would someone be able to get a refund if they were disappointed with the quality?
No, my question is, if the calendar never comes out, will the people that pre-ordered get their money back?
Can you get a refund for whatever?
Or has that money already been spent?
The money's not been spent, but Kickstarter and Amazon have taken their fees out of it. So, you know, in order to get a full refund,
someone's going to have to eat it.
More than likely. Lauren would more than likely have to put money up herself, and, you know, for it to be a full refund.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, I want the thing to be printed. It's done. Like I said, I've shown it to people outside of the project. They don't. And Ian, like I said, as soon as Lauren gives me the approval, I'll email you or tweet or whatever.
Well, I appreciate it, Adam. And, you know, just I always feel bad when people go and do calendars for fundraising, because it just always seems to be a debacle. And I thank you for the call tonight. If not, thanks. If not from, like, a graphical perspective, just Like, it's hard, man. I mean, you got to get calendars. You got to get them out by a certain time. And if you order more than X amount, then because you want to order more because of the printing discounts, but then you end up with a bunch of calendars. And what if you don't sell them? You've got all this inventory that becomes worthless.
And it's
good
to start putting a calendar together before November.
We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Now, we've received a call about this Ladies of Cop Block calendar, which sounds like it's been kind of a debacle in the making. According to the Ladies of Cop Block calendar website, or excuse me, not website, but Facebook page, they are pulling this. So this project has been canceled. The official statement is the calendar has been nixed because people can't seem to get along, so I will be contacting all donors through Kickstarter. So presumably people will be able to get a refund. Daryl, just to answer your question earlier, maybe if you refund through Kickstarter, Kickstarter will refund their fee. That's my guess, but I'm not real sure how Kickstarter works. We'll continue to take your calls on this. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, we've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, you can just go click and download as many episodes as you'd like, all for free at freetalklive.com. Now, one thing that I think helps with activism projects is to have activists together physically. Now, the Ladies of Cop Block calendar, not a terrible idea. I mean, it's great that we have so many ladies in the Liberty Movement and specifically within the circles of Cop Block that there are enough of them to put together a calendar. That's cool. I think that a calendar is a terrible fundraiser idea for the reasons I gave earlier, because usually there's printing costs involved, and if you get stuck with a bunch of calendars that you can't sell, then you end up over your head in costs and you get screwed. And then you've got a bunch of calendars and you've got to get rid of them. So I don't think it's a particularly good fundraiser, but I like the idea. I like the idea of pretty ladies in a calendar. Who doesn't like that, right? So I think that if you had people in a within physical proximity, because all of the ladies involved here are living in different places. Our very own Meg McLean, who used to be a co-host on Free Talk Live, was involved in this, and a number of other ladies, Tony Bones, who we have on the Shrine of Female Listeners. You know, these are great ladies, great activists, but they're dispersed. They're spread out throughout all of the United States. And that makes activism really difficult. It makes planning really difficult. It makes getting on the same page difficult. Sure, we've got great tools like Facebook groups and, you know, online collaboration methods like Google Docs, for instance, to help people collaborate from long distance. But there's nothing that replaces the idea of getting into a room and making eye contact with the people that you're supposed to be doing activism with. And if somebody drops their ball, if somebody drops their end of the deal, which allegedly happened in this case, and I don't want to claim I have all of the facts. I've been a somewhat observer of some of the conversations about this Ladies of Cop Block calendar and what went wrong. You know, there's finger pointing going on that such and such dropped the ball, etc. But if somebody drops the ball here in New Hampshire, you can just go over to their house and knock on their door if they're not answering their phone. And there's a community of people here who can create sort of a social ostracism. There's a level of pressure involved and accountability, I think, in real life that doesn't exist with internet-based stuff.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I think that the Free State Project is such a successful idea, is bringing liberty activists, which include many ladies of liberty, all to the same physical geographic area, which is New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org. We're trying to reach 20,000 people to pledge to make the move here and get active for more freedom. We've got over 15,000 at this point. Want to get to 20,000, and once that 20,000 mark is reached, we'll have a 5-year window in which all can move to, or all will move to, the designated place, which is New Hampshire. You can choose anywhere you want in New Hampshire. Over 1,500 people are already here as early movers. Daryl, you and I are two of those early movers. And I'm so glad I moved early because it's just been so much fun. It's so great to be around people who love the ideas of freedom. And you know what? It turns out not all 1,500 people get along. In fact, in this group of a dozen to 15 activists for the Ladies of Cop Block calendar, turned out of 15 people, not all of them got along. So yeah. I think we're doing just fine as far as the amount of drama compared to the amount of activism, compared to the amount of people that actually do get along. Most people in this movement, I think, get along just fine. There's a little bit of drama on Facebook from time to time, but that's just the nature of groups of people. Not everybody is meant to hang out with everybody else. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, and then get signed up. And come up and see us at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum happening in under 2 weeks, February 20th through the 23rd. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. and you're welcome to join us. There's going to be dozens of speakers talking about all kinds of different freedom-oriented topics at nhlibertyforum.com. It's a convention in a hotel with hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced, unless, of course, you've been to this before, in which case you're probably wanting to come back because it's a great time. And tickets are still available. nhlibertyforum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. We go to Eric listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Hey, Ian, I know the calendar is not your project and it's not your problem to solve, but I didn't hear it mentioned, so I thought I'd just toss something out there, and that is that most people that order like a first-time issue type calendar, you know, they would not be disappointed, say, if you push it off for a year and make it a 2015 calendar or something like
that. Yeah, sure.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, I just thought I'd toss that out there.
Well, I'm sure some of the people involved are listening, so, you know, I'm sure they'll be considering that, although, again, I feel like calendars are a pretty tough thing. I guess if you were going to do a calendar, the way it should be done is with a pre-ordering thing, where you only order exactly the number that you need. And I thought that these guys might have been doing it that way. I wasn't really clear on how they were going to do this. Because, you know, the problem with doing it that way is then, well, if you don't pre-order, then you're screwed. You don't get a chance at buying this thing unless they can do one-offs for each order that comes in, which I suppose is a possibility. But that doesn't leave much room for fundraising if you want to keep the cost down.
Right.
So there's
the best way to do it, and this is just my opinion based on how I've observed others that have been done, is a combination of pre-orders plus buy a little extra, because there's always a price break.
Yeah.
If you order X, then the price goes down a dollar.
Right, so you pre-order to whatever.
Figure out whatever your pre-orders are, and then go up to the price break. Go to the nearest price break above that. That way it does give you some wiggle room to where after all of the people that have pre-ordered get theirs, you have some left over that you can take around and let people that didn't get a chance to pre-order buy a calendar.
Yeah, if you've got enough profits to afford to have some stock, hold a limited amount of stock.
Right.
So, Eric, anything else you want to suggest or share?
No, just that even though there's problems, I'm glad to see people, you know, at least getting involved in activism, and that's a good thing.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Eric. Appreciate hearing from you. Lauren,
and I also think that a 16-month calendar or a 14-month calendar is a little better. Because
more value.
Then you can sell them over the summer,
mm-hmm.
and the calendar starts working for you in the fall.
In like November or October or something like that. All right, Lauren is with us in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
Hey there.
I wanted to call and at least give a little bit of background information on the calendar since I'm the dictator everybody's talking about.
Okay.
I heard you guys talking about, you know, find out how many you have pre-ordered and this and that and then, you know, whatever. But we had absolutely, I and a couple of people that worked on it at the beginning, had before we even had all the girls, had no idea how many we were going to sell because you don't know that until the Kickstarter is already up.
All right, stand by. I want to get into this a little more information with you in moments. More with Lauren. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can even bring drama on the air, and we'll talk to you about it. There's been kind of a Facebook drama bomb going off over the last 36, 48, somewhat, I don't know, 3 days maybe, involving the Ladies of Cop Block calendar, which apparently has been canceled at this point. We actually have the designer of that calendar on the line with us here, and we're going to share her thoughts. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You want to meet some real-life liberty activists? The Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up in about a month, March 5th and 6th, in Austin, Texas. Austin favorites Catherine Bleich and John Bush, of course, will be in attendance and speaking. Our very own Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy from Free Talk Live Sunday Edition will be there speaking. Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King, Tony Gallippi, Pua Pyland, Jeff Berwick, Chris Odom, so many names. I don't have time to read them all for you. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and learn more about this event. It's going to be big. There are going to be three tracks. At any given time, you'll have three speakers from which to choose. There are expected to be several big announcements from the Bitcoin world to be happening at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Plus, don't miss the awesome hackathon with big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the hacking all-stars. You don't want to miss a minute of this event, and if you are into Bitcoins, this is going to be the place to be on March 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now. It's not too late. TexasBitcoinConference.com in Austin, March 5th and 6th. TexasBitcoinConference.com. I'm excited. It's been a year since I've been at a Bitcoin conference, and it sounds like they're just getting better and better as they go on. So it's an excuse to visit Austin, number one, where there's a fair amount of liberty-oriented people, and also just get to hang out with some Bitcoiners again.
You've never been to Texas before,
have you? I've been to Texas. Yeah, I've been to Texas a couple times, actually. Been to the Dallas area.
Okay.
So we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Lauren on the line. She says she was the person in charge of the cop block calendar. And or the cop block, excuse me, the ladies of cop block calendar, which has been apparently scrapped at this point due to conflicts, internal conflicts, disagreements. Lauren, what did you want to share with us tonight?
Okay. Well, first off, people are kind of acting like this is supposed to be a fundraiser, which was not my intent when I came up with the idea and I got the girls together. My intent was I was having a discussion with Janelle, and I said, I don't even think there's 12 girls in cop block. I mean, there's not that many of us. I didn't know there was even any more. Like, we were in a discussion about how little girls there were in cop block. So she said, you know, something. And we got along the lines of, well, let's see if we can get 12 together to make a calendar. And we'll show that there are girls at cop block, and girls can cop block. And somebody, you know, we'll get together, and we'll do a project together, and we'll bond. And, you know, we'll put it out and show people that, look, 12 girls do cop block, and, you know, we were going to give people to the ones that donated. If there was anything extra, then cool. But that was never the intent. I surely wouldn't have started a fundraiser with a calendar because they're not cheap to make and all that. This was just, you know, kind of supposed to be something as a bonding experience more than anything.
Didn't work out that way. So, huh? Sorry to hear that.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. It was awesome. Right until literally Tony posted that public thing, bashing me and acting crazy, and then it spiraled from there. We had all made friends, and, you know, because I wouldn't meet demands immediately, you know, it ended up going spiraling down the crap hole. But I
can't say that on the radio. We got to let you go, but I appreciate the call tonight, Lauren. She's involved in the cop block calendar. She was frustrated because of a personality conflict with another of the people involved with the calendar, and unfortunately not everybody gets along in life and in activism. That's certainly true, and you know, we find out who we get along with best, and we can spend more time with the people that are most appropriate to us.
Yes.
And so I sure hope that a lot of these ladies from Cop Block will go ahead and pack up their lives wherever it is they live and make the move to New Hampshire, where there are other ladies who care about freedom. In fact, at least two that I recognize, two of the people in the cop block calendar are currently living in New Hampshire.
Yes.
One of them has previously lived and is intending to move back to New Hampshire. That's our very own Meg McLean. So a good three, you know, a good fourth of the entire calendar are New Hampshire ladies. So I would say that there are probably more female cop blockers in New Hampshire who didn't necessarily get into the calendar. And I think it'd be great to have more of them together in the same place. And those who can get along should get along and play on their own projects. And everybody can do their own thing here, which is great.
Yes.
So your thoughts are welcome. You can share them here at 855-450-FREE. But please don't say the S-bomb. Otherwise, we have to get rid of the call, and I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Any thoughts, Daryl, on the cop block calendar controversy?
I don't know. I just think that bringing Facebook drama onto the radio makes for bad radio.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's reality, right? I mean, this is something
it is reality.
Happening. And things don't always go out as you as you plan.
I guess, you know, drama brings in listeners and viewers, because how many reality television shows are there that all it is drama between people?
Yeah, well, there's got to be conflict. Otherwise, television isn't interesting. Or generally, stories, if there's no conflict, whether it's man versus man versus the earth, or man versus nature, or whatever, man versus aliens, there's got to be some sort of conflict.
There doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
I was watching a documentary this afternoon about archaeologists trying to find Atlantis. There was no conflict.
In fiction.
The archaeologists didn't wind up, you know, screaming and yelling at one another of, you're not a good archaeologist because good archaeologists would do this.
Well,
but the reality television shows that are super popular, it's conflict. American Chopper. I don't know if it's still on, but it used to be years ago when I had a television.
Is that a motorcycle show?
Yeah. Orange County Choppers.
Okay.
And it seemed to be that people would watch because the father and son could not get along,
yeah.
And they were always yelling and throwing things at one another.
Well, I mean, there's something soothing about seeing people who have a worse relationship than you do.
But the really funny thing about that show, in the pilot episode, the dad was talking about how great of a bicycle builder my son is. And then in the next episode, they're yelling at one another and throwing things across the garage.
Hmm. So you can share your thoughts here with us, 855-450-FREE. Hey, crime dog McGruff is in trouble. The actor who played him, or I guess one of the actors, I don't know how many of them there have been. This is probably like Shamu. You know, there's been more than one Shamu over time. According to the story in Galveston, Texas, CBS Houston reporting, former McGruff the Crime Dog actor John R. Morales, has been sentenced to 16 years in prison following his guilty plea 3 years after police seized, get this, 1,000 marijuana plants.
Hold on. Those might have been in his possession, but being the good crime fighter that he is, he was taking them off the streets.
Yeah, maybe he was just getting around to turning them into the authorities.
Take them off the streets because you're allowed to, you know, do citizen's arrest and whatnot if you witness a felony. And in most places, possession of cannabis is a felony.
Over a certain amount. Certainly having 1,000 marijuana plants.
No, maybe he seized all of the plants and just didn't call the cops to say, hey, I've seized all of these plants. You might want to come get them.
27 weapons, including a grenade launcher and 9,000 rounds of ammunition from his home.
Now, he confiscated that from the Mexican mafia. It had to be.
The man who played the famous take a bite out of crime dog was arrested in 2011 after Galveston police and drug-sniffing dogs pulled over the McGruff actor for speeding, the Houston Chronicle reports. I'm surprised he didn't pull the McGruff card on them. I mean, it works for the cops. They give each other what's called professional courtesy. So if you're a cop and a cop pulls you over and you have a way to indicate to them that you're actually a cop, sometimes...
Or a firefighter.
Firefighters to some extent, but cops definitely protect cops.
I used to know somebody that kept her firefighter's badge in her wallet so that when she opened it, it would show. Clear.
We'll come back with more here in moments. McGruff, the crime dog's going to prison. Anything can happen out there. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and share whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Plus, Bitcoins, are they banned in Russia? It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Russia Today reporting that Bitcoins are now banned in Russia or something like that. We'll give you the details on it. It's pretty bad news. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, just because they've banned the use of Bitcoins, or if they've banned the use of Bitcoins, that doesn't mean they can stop you, because Bitcoin is unstoppable.
The Florida legislature banned the internet and outlawed every computer and telephone device that can connect to the internet. But people in Florida are still using the internet.
As long as you can get online, you can send Bitcoins to anyone, anywhere in the world, and you can do it quickly and cheaply. The fee for sending Bitcoins is very, very low. It's in an international, decentralized currency that has not been created by any government or any corporation. It's an open source project, and it works. In fact, $6shirts.com knows that it works. They're big fans of Bitcoin. They give Bitcoin orders priority at $6shirts.com. So you go to $6shirts.com, browse through their huge selection of hundreds of different designs on T-shirts, and order what you like. Get a good deal on it. I see you, Daryl, are sitting in your I Accept Bitcoin T-shirt.
I am.
That you received from $6shirts.com.
This is actually the shirt that I received yesterday, and they sent me another shipment of the same shirts today.
There was a mistake, I guess.
There was, so I've sent them an email to try and get that cleared up, because, you know, I don't want them losing money sending me the same thing twice, which they've done.
But you got the, and I don't see you in your Bitcoin trucker hat, which you did receive free with your purchase, because
yes,
you used Bitcoin to pay for your shirts. So anytime you order anything with Bitcoin at $6shirts.com, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. And Bitcoin orders have priority. These guys believe in liberty, and they believe Bitcoin's going to change the world. And they're actually keeping the Bitcoins they receive. They're not cashing them out into dollars. And, in fact, they bought their ads here on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin. So go check out their shirts. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. A lot of them are just, you know, game-related or meme-related or TV or movie-related. So there's lots of different categories. Go and I think you're going to find something you like over at $6shirts.com. So we continue here. McGruff, the crime dog, sentenced to 16 years in prison
On
a guilty plea for plant and some pieces of metal that can go boom. He had 27 weapons, including a grenade launcher, 9,000 rounds of ammunition, and 1,000 marijuana plants. How did they catch this criminal genius? Well, it turns out he was speeding. 3 years ago, they caught him speeding, and in his car, according to, and I don't think they actually... Yeah, they don't have that news in this particular version of the story. But in NewsFix Now's version of the story, they tell you how it was that he got caught. He was pulled over for speeding in 2011 in Galveston, and the police found diagrams of two indoor pot-growing operations in his car and a load of pot seedlings stashed in the trunk.
I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But it just seems too convenient. Who keeps diagrams of their pot operations in their car?
It's a terrible idea. I mean, I don't understand. Maybe he was making a critical trip from point A to point B and only had him in his car that one time, and that was the one time they happened to pull him over. I sure hope that was the case, and because to drive around with that all the time is a terrible idea.
If you have cannabis plants in your trunk, you should not be speeding.
Seems like a no-brainer.
If you have any contraband on you at all, you should not be speeding. You should be the most careful driver there is.
Absolutely.
Put your turn signal on exactly 300 feet before you turn. Come to a complete stop at all intersections.
And certainly don't let them search your car. Obviously, we don't have any detail here on what transpired between when he was pulled over.
Well, it did say the drug dog. So maybe he said, no, you can't search. And they're like, well, we got the dog in the back of the car.
Yeah, true.
And
good
then they
point.
Said, hey, Fido, you want a snack? And then Fido did whatever Fido does to get the snack. Yeah. And, oh, well, Fido indicated that there's something in the car.
Either way, it's a tragic story. The judge in the case says, District Judge Vanessa Gilmore stated that even though Morales insisted that he was a nonviolent individual, she says, quote, everything I read about you makes you seem like a scary person.
Well, he does dress up as a dog and talks about how to take a bite out of crime. That's very scary.
You're welcome to share your thoughts. McGruff the crime dog. It's amazing that that the story has even come out and it's not an Onion article. I mean, I just can't even believe this is
when you read
out.
The headline to me earlier today, I thought you were reading The Onion.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you were reading The Onion, and I thought you were reading the actual news.
855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Plenty of things to talk about tonight, including more from the Edward Snowden video that we started and have played little bits of throughout the week here tonight. I also mentioned the story about Russia saying Bitcoins are now contraband, or something to that extent. Let me give you the story from RT.com. The use of bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies carries the risk of violating citizens' property rights and cannot be used in Russia, says the country's prosecutor general's office, including after a meeting with the central bank, the FSB, and Interior Ministry. Their prosecutor's office said, quote, the monitoring of the use of virtual currencies shows an increasing interest in them, including for the purpose of money laundering, profit obtained through illegal means. Russia's official currency is the ruble. The introduction of other types of currencies and the issue of money surrogates are banned, says the statement, meaning that cryptocurrencies, the most popular of which is Bitcoin, cannot be used by Russian citizens or corporations.
Hold on. Can you read that one phrase of money surrogates?
That's correct. Money surrogates. The issue of money surrogates and other types of currencies being introduced are banned.
So that basically means, and this is my interpretation of this, maybe somebody else thinks it means something else, you can't barter in
That's
Russia.
What it sounds like, yeah. You can't have any kind of currency.
Because, for example, if I say, Ian, I will give you a box of tissues for one of those delicious chocolate-covered strawberries.
From Sherry's Berries.
From Sherry's Berries. Then the box of tissues becomes a money surrogate
mm-hmm.
in exchange for the chocolate.
Sure, but they're likely not going to target you for that because trading a box of tissues for a piece of chocolate isn't a threat to the national currency.
But if everybody does that instead of using the rupee, if everybody bartered instead of using a government-issued currency, then barter would be illegal.
They would be very upset about that, but most people don't do that, so it's not really a concern.
Technically, if one reads the tax forms and the instructions for the tax forms, then one will see that in the United States, anything gained from barter is supposed to be
reported
as income. Yeah, even though it's not income, it's supposedly an equal
trade.
Supposedly it's an equal trade, because if I valued something at a higher cost than what I'm receiving, then I wouldn't make the trade. I would value it at either equal or lesser value.
Right.
You would do the same. So both parties would think that they gained in the trade.
Members of the meeting also outlined recommendations on how to prevent the use of virtual currencies. Good luck with that, guys. How are you going to stop Bitcoin? They can say it's illegal to use. They can certainly target the individuals who are openly trading them, like, say, I think BTCE is one of the exchange websites actually based in Russia, I believe. So they could go after the owner of BTCE and try to take him out, but that's not going to affect the other trading posts that are out there. There's a variety of them, probably a dozen of them at least, worldwide. So they can't stop the use of Bitcoin. They can't block Bitcoin. It's just an internet protocol. How could they stop it? I don't think it's possible.
I don't either, but you never know what links they're going to go to.
Well, they certainly have plenty of money to spend on this, but they're also the government, and they don't tend to be so nimble. They don't tend to be quick. They don't tend to be innovative.
And they don't tend to be efficient.
Right, and the internet is all of those things. The internet can move quickly, efficiently. In this case, they're moving very efficiently because the Bitcoin, there's no overhead. I mean, there's virtually no overhead. There's a lot of people contributing a lot of machine hours and processor time to it, but there's no company that has to expend anything in order for it to exist. It just exists because people want it there, and they're willing to enter into the network. So, unless they want to crack down and start inspecting everyone's computers at any given time, enter into people's homes to make sure there's no Bitcoin clients on there, they're going to have a real tough time actually stopping the use of Bitcoin. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. We'll talk more about the Bitcoin ban in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.